Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Ring the bell. We've done it again. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates to 4.875 fixed. Lower your monthly payment, get cash out, pay off credit cards, and best of all, make no mortgage payments for 2 months. Lock in this incredible 4.875 rate and get your cash in as little as 14 days. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
5.81 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Orioles and Guardians start a three-game series tonight at Royal Park at Camden Yards. Let's preview it now as we head out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. Darryl Ryder covers the Guardians and the Browns for our sister station, The Fan in Cleveland, and joins us now. And Darryl, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. Cleveland, a year ago, we kind of liked what they were doing, and obviously that bullpen was great. It's early, but this bullpen does not look the same. How concerned are you about what's going on the back end in Cleveland?
Well, as you said, it's the back end. It's Emmanuel Clase, who has struggled, blown a couple of saves that have turned into wins for him, so he's 2-0. His lone save was courtesy of a player blowing out his hamstring on his way to home plate. Yes. With the tying run. He's given up more earned runs, than he had the entire season last year, 5.
Crazy.
So, yeah, I mean, it's a little concerning, but it's not slowed up the Guardians to where it's costing them baseball games. So, it's a little concerning right now. I think Pepto and Maylock's doing some pretty good business here in Northeast Ohio, but I think the Guardians are where myself and a lot of people expected them to be, and that is around a 500 baseball team.
How much do you worry about regression offensively as well? Like, they were a team, you looked at them last year, and they just were so fundamentally sound in the clutch, and, you know, they grinded for at-bats, but you looked at them individually, and you're like, I don't know if I totally buy them, but the sample size expanded, and they kept scrapping and clawing, and they knew, right, if they got to a team early with that bullpen, it would probably be enough. Now you don't quite have that, and you don't have Jimenez, and you don't have Naylor, and Fry's on the IL, and, you know, not many guys are hitting the ball hard, and, like, some of them who are, like Manzardo, yeah, it's great when he hits it, but how often is he going to hit it? Like, what do you think about the length and depth and complexity of that lineup?
Well, I mean, that lineup doesn't scare anybody. Jose Ramirez is hitting second because Stephen Vogt is trying to get him as many plate appearances this season as humanly possible, just because he realizes the lineup is weak. I mean, Jose normally hits third, sometimes would hit cleanup depending on the lineup, but now you put him up right behind Stephen Kwan, because you're hoping to pop your opponent early, right? Kwan gets on with a single or a double. He's one of the best leadoff hitters in the game. Even if it's a walk, he's able to swipe second base, quickly get in the scoring position. And then you're hoping Hosey can come right up and, you know, knock him in, and all of a sudden you're up 1 or 2 nothing. just right out of the gate before your opponent records an out. Now, granted, we haven't seen that formula work just yet in that particular fashion, but that's kind of the theory behind it. I mean, you've got two consistent hitters in your lineup, and then the rest you're kind of, you know, flipping the coin. It's interesting. You mentioned Manzardo. He's one of my favorites. I'm a big fan of him. Angel Martinez, they just brought him up from AAA. I think eventually he's going to take over for Lane Thomas in center field and become the everyday center fielder. Their franchise second baseman right now, Travis Pizana, he's in AA Akron. He's not ready yet. You know, last year's Guardians team, perfectly honest with you, I think that they were a little ahead of their time. And it was a great run. They got to the American League Championship Series, but, you know, ran into the buzzsaw that is the New York Yankees. But, you know, we haven't seen John Kenzie Noel here early in the season recreate some of that magic we saw down the stretch and in the postseason. There's the hope that he's going to be able to do that. But, yeah, I mean, it is not a lineup that strikes the fear into many hearts around Major League Baseball. It's a lineup that has to scratch across runs. You're not sitting back waiting for the three-run homer. And look, Stephen Vogt's okay with that. He's all about the get him on, get him over, get him in type of offense. But, you know, there have been spurts where they've looked great. And then obviously they've had some spurts early on in the season, much like they did in parts of last season where you're sitting there saying, man, these guys can't hit themselves out of a wet paper bag to save their life.
Well, Darryl, I was almost going to say, is this lineup almost a little home run reliant? Because they are 10th in home runs, but they're 24th in runs scored. And we know that this team doesn't run, get stolen bases.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At T-Mobile, we'll give you four free 5G phones and four lines for only $25 per line per month with eligible trade-ins. And no, it's not a contest. It's every day for a limited time. Everyone's a winner on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay. Up to $830 off each phone via 24 monthly bill credits plus taxes, fees, and $10 device connection charge. For well qualified customers, contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, they try occasionally, but they're you know, Vogt is very careful when he runs, you know, and they don't have a lot of speed right now either. But you know, it is interesting that you bring up the home runs because you know that's not something that this lineup is thought to have a lot of, and the fact that, you know, in this small sample size early in the season, they rank in the top 10 in home runs. I think as the season progresses, though, you're going to see a lineup that's going to be become somewhat reliant on manufacturing runs, because that's just the type of baseball Stephen Vogt really likes to play. He doesn't like to sit back and wait for guys to run into baseballs. So obviously, you're happy when that happens, but you know, I think as this season goes on and the weather warms up, hopefully this lineup starts to warm up too. Let's put it this way: the batting averages are so low that at Progressive Field, for the first homestand, and they won five of those games. That's what's funny about this. They won 5 of 6. They came home 3 and 6, won 5 of 6 at home to get over 500. The batting averages were so low, they were putting on-base percentages on the scoreboard.
We're talking with Daryl Ryder at Inside Access here on the Fan. Daryl, if I can, let's switch to the Browns. Joe Flacco back. That sounds fun. We're less than 2 weeks away from the draft. What do you think the Browns are thinking?
I don't think that it changes anything of what they're thinking, and I think they're going to take Travis Hunter. And if I correct me if I'm wrong, I think I saw something come out of Owens Mills today from Harbaugh, who said he's anticipating having to go up against Travis Hunter, and he's curious about, as he put it, the team that takes him, which obviously that would be the Browns, is ultimately going to decide to do him. But I have never been more convinced about a player. They just signed another defensive end this week. I don't think they're taking Abdul Carter. I think it's Travis Hunter. It never was Shedeur Sanders. For me, the draft, a week from Thursday starts at number 3 with the New York Football Giants and what they decide to do.
Do you think they still would be in the market for Kirk Cousins now that they've done this Flacco thing?
No, they're done. They're out on Cousins. Flacco was from my perspective, I think it came down to Cousins and Flacco, and just based on what's come out of Atlanta, look, this was a perfect deal for the Browns. They're paying him $3-4 million guaranteed. They win the Super Bowl, he's going to get $13 million, which we know that's not happening, right? In reality, maybe he makes $6 or $7 million. That's right around what the Browns were willing to spend and were able to spend, considering their salary cap situation, especially with the quarterback room. I mean, Kenny Pickett, who they swapped for Dorian Thompson-Robinson, he's making just a little over $2 million in change. So they don't have a lot of money they can spend on that position. I'm convinced they will draft a quarterback. They will sign an undrafted rookie free agent. And so that's what the quarterback room is going to look like. Joe Flacco, Kenny Pickett, and your rookie you drafted, three-man quarterback competition in training camp. Get your popcorn ready. Can't wait to watch that. And then, of course, you got the undrafted rookie free agent because you also need someone to help you throw some footballs in the offseason.
Daryl Ryder, always great, man. Thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
My pleasure, guys. Thanks for having me.
Coming up next, we stick with the O's and we hit the hot corner and talk a little about Brian Baker. Are we buying what Brian Baker is selling? And are the Orioles finally going to hit a lefty? We're going to discuss next here on The Fan.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.